I just want to first thank God for the opportunity to be here, to be able to present this to the church. Also, to thank the church for empowering me to be able to deliver this. I'm kind of nervous, you know, because this is the first time me doing a presentation like this, and the passage that I chose, it reaches real deeply to me, and I hope it reaches the same to the church. So where I'm going into today is Luke 5. Passages 27 through 32. Better? Good? Okay. So I'm going to go on and read. After these things, he went forth, and he saw a republican named Levi sitting at the receipt of customs. And he said unto him, follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made his great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and others that sat down with him. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners? And Jesus answered to him, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repent. I'm not too good with a prayer in front of people, so I'm just going to get into the content, and afterwards, if you don't mind, I'll do the prayer. The reason why, I'm going to get into the individuals that were a part of this passage. One being Jesus. I just, you know, sometimes we need a reminder of who he is and what's mission that he came to the earth for. So Jesus, name in Hebrew was Josiah, which translates to English as Josiah, also called Jesus Christ, Jesus of Jubilee, or Jesus of Nazareth. Born in C64 BCE Bethlehem, and died at C30 CE Jerusalem. Religious leaders received in Christianity, one of the world's major religions. He is granted by the most Christians as the reincarnation of God. Most Christians generally consider Jesus to be the Christ, the long-awaiting Messiah, as well as the one and the only Son of God. The opening word in the Gospel of Mark 1:1, the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, provides Jesus with the two distinct attributions as Christ, as the Son of God, as he sent into the world in order that people might have life in the relationship with God. The goal of his being sent, according to 14:6, is the people might come to his Father, which is the immediate context means that they might know and believe in God. That's an introduction to Jesus. Levi, later named Matthew, was, according to the book of Genesis, the third of six sons of Jacob and Leah, Jacob's third son, and the founder of the Israelites tribe of Levi, the Levites, including the, I don't know how to pronounce that, Karaman, and the grandfather of Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. He also was a tax collector. Being a tax collector, a tax collector was bitterly hated by the people. There were three reasons why. Tax collectors served for the Roman conquerors. Most tax collectors were Jews, but in the people's eyes, they had denied their Jewish heritage and betrayed their country. They were thus ostracized, completely cut off from Jewish society, and exclamated from the Jewish religion and privileges. They were cheats, dishonest, and unjust men, but tax collectors were extremely wealthy. The Roman government compensated tax collectors by allowing them to collect the most of the percentage required for taxes. Tax collectors, greedy, abused their rights, adding whatever percent they wished and felt could be collected. See deeper studies in Romans 1:13-6. They took bribes from the wealthy who wished to avoid taxes, fleed the average citizens, and swindled the government when they could. They were assuming rights that belong only to God, and God alone was king in the eyes of the Jews. This was a strong conviction of the Jews. Therefore, God and the ruler appointed by God were considered to be head of Jewish government. God was their God, and their people, and they were his people. Taxes were to be paid only by him and his government, which has centered only in the temple of Judah. To tax the early rulers was an abuse and denied of God's rights. Therefore, a tax collector were uncondemned from Jews' religions and privileges. They were accused, they were accursed and anathema. Excuse me, I'm nervous a little bit. So, I'm also going to introduce you guys and remind you of a sinner. A sinner is a transgress against divine law by commending an immoral act or acts. God forgives repent sinners. That's very important. That's one of the reasons why I chose this passage. Later, Levi, being Matthew. Matthew was one of the 12 apostles, the first to respond to the call to follow Jesus. He wrote the first gospel, recorded the life and death and resurrection of Christ. St. Matthew, before he was called by Jesus to become an apostle, was a Jewish tax collector, which is that's very important. And I feel it's very important to anybody that follows Christ to understand that. Now the what? Jesus challenges the prejudice of his day. That's also very important. He calls Levi Saint Matthew and awakens him to his human potential. Levi, being Matthew, leaves the money table to follow Jesus. Jesus showing his power for forgiveness. Jesus joins Levi at a great feast at his house, surrounded by Republicans and others. Levi invited to celebrate his new journey in life. Now, one of the reasons why I got into this and I wanted to put in for the what is because, you know, Jesus does forgive, you know, and it doesn't matter who you are or what you are. You know, Jesus was here to forgive, and he is the only Son of God. So that was something that I learned, you know, coming into this church, and I'm really appreciative of that. Now, where this was located, Levi, the son of Alph, I don't even know how to pronounce that, Alphaeus, lived in Capernaum. Place of birth was Nazareth, Israel. I just wanted to give you guys a breakdown of the individuals that were involved inside of this and who they are and where they were from. For me, it's very important for the church and any Christians to understand this passage and who's a part of it and who they are. Because sometimes we get caught up inside of the book that we forget who the people are that we're talking about, what mission it was that they were set forth, and also what message we were to receive from them. It took me a lot for me to learn this, but I was blessed with the knowledge that I was given through this church and the capabilities that God gave me through His Son Christ. So these are messages that around my area and in my time, we don't have too much access to, you know. And I felt that it's important that I get to know this so like that I could be able to pass it on to the people that don't know. Now I'm going to get into the interpretation. The interpretation and the mission of calling to sinners to repent. A, the religious questions Jesus' accusations. But their scribes, the Pharisees, murmured against his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners?" Now, I need to add something to that, because I feel that it's very important for us to be aware of what's around us and what's going on around us. Because all of us is born in sin. All of us makes mistakes. There's no way that you're going to be able to turn your eye and, you know, see a perfect person. Because only Jesus Christ was that perfect person. So in order for us to be able to, you know, even stand beside him, we have to understand who he was. And he was the only one being the Son of God. We all are sinners. You know, just as the person that you walk across the street and you see, or the person is asking you for money, you know, we sin also. So, you know, some of us can't be too righteous, you know, and especially in the eyes of God. Because becoming righteous, you forget what your mission is. That's something that I was able to take from this. And that was something that I understood in some of the studies with Job, you know. I try myself to put myself in situations where I can be around some righteous people. So like that, I could be able to pass the word to them. And even though sometimes I'm told to watch what I say and who I say it around, I'm excited about the message that I received from Jesus. I'm excited about what I got from God. I don't, you know, even though I owe this to certain individuals that was able to bring this to me, but God and Jesus was the one that actually gave me the strength to do it. So, you know, I know you guys sometimes know the type of work that I do and how hard it is, not only in my career, but also the area where I live at, the people I'm surrounded by. And it's hard for me not to say something, because me knowing what I know now, I can't stay shut. I have to open my mouth. You know what I mean? So it doesn't matter if I'm in front of, you know, a class of fathers, or if I'm in the Capitol. It doesn't matter if I'm in Hartford, Connecticut, or if I'm in Washington, D.C. I don't care if I'm around Democrats, Republicans. I'm going to spread the message. You know, and I just wanted to remind some of us that we can't get too righteous within ourselves. Because when we become righteous, we're within ourselves. Because the message that I received from Jesus Christ was to forgive all. And to be able to contact sinners and reach sinners so they can repent. If you're not in contact with sinners and you're not passing on the message, how are you going to get them to repent? Amen. We all could work on each other as much as we want, but the mission of the church is not just inside of the church. Amen. It's to take it from inside the church and pass it out. Amen. And that's one of the teachings that I received from this church, and I'm real thankful for that. Because I never knew that. I went to a lot of churches before. I've been in a lot of religions, and I noticed a lot of similarities. But one thing that I wasn't able to do is what I'm doing right now. And that was actually to learn what I'm learning and be able to take it outside of the church and bring it to my people. You know, us being in 2023 and the way that the world is running, it's really important for churches like this not just to stay within ourselves, but to go out there, you know, and speak to the sinners. Don't turn our heads when we see somebody, you know, and we see something going wrong, because that's somebody that could be saved. That's somebody who could be the next Matthew. That's right. And that's one of the reasons why I picked Levi and I picked Luke, you know, the chapter of Luke. Because if you look at all of the disciples that Jesus had with him, they were some of the worst. You know, and those disciples was able to come together and create this book that we're studying now. And I truly believe that this church is actually manifesting them same individuals. So I truly and strongly believe in this church. I believe in the practices of this church. And I'm really thankful for the strength this church was able to give me and the word that Christ was able to have come out of me. So I just wanted to remind you guys, you know, the work that you guys are doing and why you guys are here. Because it's important. Because like I said, I would have never thought that I would have been standing here. Nor any one of my family members, nor anybody that knows me. You know, if they would have been standing here right now, they would have been shocked, in total shock. But this is just a start. You know, I truly believe that we all have a mission, we all have a gift. And I just hope that we use it to our fullest potential. And like that, you know, sometimes I'll be told, and I'll be honest, you know, I do have that save the world mentality, but that's only because God put it in me. You know, so I never want to feel too righteous for me to forget that. So I just wanted to thank you guys. I wanted to thank the church. And also, I want to thank Jesus and the Lord for bringing this passage to me, because I really didn't know too much about this passage until I was sent to come up here. And I was like, you know what, I got to really think about something that's going to really impact the church and you know, kind of remind us, you know, because I'm going to say it happens to me sometimes too. Sometimes I get filled in myself and I become righteous and, you know, I got my head up a little bit too high. But when you have your head up too high, you're not looking at what's going on in the world. So I wanted to pick something that was going to help us together, because we're doing this together, because there's no way in the world I could do this by myself. Amen. So I just wanted to thank you guys, you know, and thanks for the opportunity. I'm not too good with the prayers yet. So if I could have Brother Daryl close us in prayer, I appreciate that.